97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guests are Neely McLaughlin, who is a principal with Blackman and Sloop, and Ryan Mayer, director of marketing with Blackman and Sloop. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Well, let's jump right in. I know that Blackman and Sloop has been in Chapel Hill for 40 years. Is that correct?
It sure is. We're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this coming September.
Congratulations.
We're really excited about it. We actually have been in the Chapel Hill community the entire 40 years of existence. We were on Franklin Street for the first 30 years and have recently spent the last 10 years out at our office complex across from Metamont in the exchange at Metamont.
Excellent. Congratulations, gentlemen, on 40 years. Well, Neely, can you tell us about the history and the evolution of Blackman and Sloop?
Yes. First of all, the firm was founded back in 1973 by Bill Blackman and Jim Sloop. They were acquaintances working together at a regional firm in Greensboro, and Bill was a UNC Chapel Hill graduate. And they decided to exercise some entrepreneurial spirit and begin the firm in Chapel Hill. It started out as primarily a tax and an accounting service firm, but over time we have grown to be a full-service firm offering accounting, tax, audit assurance services. So we really feel like we have a full array of services that we can offer the individual and business community.
Outstanding. Thank you. Well, people I've talked to about Blackman and Sloop seem to associate Blackman and Sloop as serving as a nonprofit community. What exactly does that mean?
Well, first of all, I think that's a little bit of an inaccurate perception. I think growing up and expanding in the RTP area with the university environment, the hospital environment, and state government, we have a lot of opportunities to reach out and serve university-related organizations or state or federal government-funded organizations. So the nonprofit community is a significant component of our client base, but we really are a lot more than a firm specializing in nonprofit organizations. The nonprofit area is a specialty that we have. We are viewed in the area, and I think by a number of firms across the state, of having a high level of technical expertise in serving that community. But our for-profit sector is also a significant business component of our practice, as well as individuals and family wealth planning and estate planning. So I would agree somewhat with that statement, but I would also expand on that.
Got it. Au contraire, there's more to it.
That's
I understand
right.
that. Well, now, you explained how Mr. Blackman and Mr. Sloop formed Blackman and Sloop, but what is the current makeup of the firm and the history of the partners?
Well, first of all, Bill and Jim were active in our firm up until 2008, and they retired at that time, and we were really excited about having the opportunity to continue the firm after their retirement. And they remain continually supportive of our firm. Bill still lives here in Chapel Hill. Jim is not in the area, but they're very supportive of our firm. Our firm presently has five partners, and we have a combined level of experience with our firm of over 150 years.
150 years.
So our youngest partner has been with our firm 20 years, and our Joan Farr, our managing partner, has been with our firm 35 years. And the remaining of us have 30-plus years of experience.
30-plus
years. So there's a wealth of experience with the five partners that we have.
Yes.
We also have five technical managers and one other manager on the HR and administrative side, and those are very experienced people. who've been with our firm a long time, and they've also been in the profession a long time. Our administrative office manager has been with our firm in excess of 30 years also.
So it sounds like a wealth of experience at Blackman and Sloot.
It is, and we've had the success of retaining, you know, our key people and strong people through that time, and hopefully that's indicative of the work environment and the workplace that we have.
Oh, I'm sure some folks might say, I have to call Blackman and Sloot. Ryan, why don't you give us the contact information for Blackman and Sloot?
Well, to learn more about our firm, our website is www.blackmansloop.com, and our local number is 919-942-8700. Our website is a wealth of information about our firm and our involvement in the community and services we offer.
And Blackman is B-L-A-C-K-M-A-N.
Correct.
Thank you. And Blackman Sloop, got S-L-O-O-P. Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Neely, what are the objectives? What's the mission of Blackman and Sloop?
Well, we really are aimed at partnering with our clients and helping them achieve the goals that they have now and also in the future. So we view ourselves as an advisor to our clients, and we want to really participate with them on an ongoing basis, especially on the financial and tax perspectives, so that they can be successful. We want to be a part of a growing business's success story well into the future. And our success stories sometimes end with those companies either being acquired or merging with other companies, but that's truly a success story for us. And we have opportunities with younger and earlier stage companies for them to continue that path of
success. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, what do you offer your clients?
I think from a client service perspective, we really want to be at the forefront of superior, proactive service from a tax, financial perspective. And we offer a full range of services, whether it be accounting, whether it be tax compliance, tax planning, estate planning, and we also do a lot of forecasting, budgeting, prospective type work for businesses that really need that type of support and type of information. We also, I think, reach out to our clients in being, active sources of information. And we try through, direct communications with them, through webinars, through seminars. We try to really get current information out to them, and I'll let Ryan speak a little bit about what we're doing for not only our clients, but also people that are here in the community that may not be a client, but may have a need for, current information.
Well, Ryan, before you speak, if we could, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's start with you to hear about the information that Neely has been talking about, because I think that's critical. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Neely McLaughlin, who is the principal with Blackman and Sloop, and Ryan Mayer, who is the director of marketing with Blackman and Sloop. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. My guests today are Neely McLaughlin, who is the principal with Blackman and Sloop, and Ryan Mayer, who is the director of marketing with Blackman and Sloop. Ryan, during our last segment, Neely mentioned that Blackman and Sloop offers other programs for people who might not be clients. What are some of those programs that you offer?
Well, I'm going to take you back a little bit because we offer these to our clients as well as non-clients. But we like to keep our clients and also members of the community, whether that's individuals or businesses, informed, as we like to say. And one of the ways that we do that is we have a seminar series that is called Thoughtful Thursdays. And we like to, with the seminar topics we choose, in addition to what I like to call the hardcore finance, tax issues, legislation, things that people need to know, we like to mix in some unique topics as well. Give you an example, one of our topics is called Identity Theft Information and Privacy Protection. And that's actually being given in conjunction with us by an expert, a leading expert in the state of North Carolina on forensics and digital protection. Wine, women, and wealth is another topic. Teach your children well. So we like to reach out and be diverse with our topics. And again, these are seminars that are offered to anybody who wants to come. They just need to go to our website and sign up.
Is there a charge?
No, absolutely not.
Great. I love that title, Wine, Women, and Wealth. Ooh. That's a grabber.
I will not be at that one.
I understand. Thank you. Neely, is there anything you'd like to add to what Ryan just told us?
Well, I would just like to say that we're a firm of 40 people, plus or minus, at depending on the time of year. We even though we're a large firm, we are a one-location firm, and we develop personal relationships with all of our business and individual clients. And we have continuity with our professionals, so the relationship is very important to us, and that allows us to really, I think, service the needs of those clients well. We also have a tremendous wealth of technical knowledge amongst those 40 people, as well as being a member of the BDO Seedman Alliance, which is an alliance of accounting firms of about 150 firms across the U.S., and there are 7 or 8 firms in that alliance in North and South Carolina. So when we have a technical issue that we may not know everything about, we have resources that we can tap very timely, very efficiently, and bring solutions to clients that are very cost effective. And lastly, I think our network of other financial advisors that we've been able to cultivate and establish over the 40 years of our existence allows us to help our clients, maybe outside of the accounting, maybe outside the tax or audit area. If there's a need that has a financial aspect to it, we can go to our attorneys, our real estate professionals, our investment professionals that we've developed relationships with, bring those people to the table, and work on a combined solution for our clients, which our clients are very appreciative of.
First class. Thank you, Neely. You know, when it comes to taxes, my head explodes. There's just so much. It's so complicated. Can you give me a summary as we record today of what changes have taken effect or are going to take effect and how they might impact the citizens of North Carolina, Neely?
Well, that's a great question because I think, again, as you stated today as we speak, we're in the area of federal tax change that has just been implemented legislatively, and we're dealing with new health care provisions and how those are going to be funded and the tax aspects of the funding of those health care provisions. So we have higher ordinary tax rates at the federal level. We have additional Medicare tax rates for high income earners, high investment income, as well as high wage earners that may be exposed to a higher Medicare tax on withholding. So at the federal level, we're coming out of a decade of tax cuts and the reality that we have to be able to fund our budget and eliminate deficits at the federal level and increase tax revenues are a component of that, as well as addressing spending. I guess more importantly is at the state of North Carolina level, we're kind of in the midst of a fairly radical tax reform effort legislatively. If you look back on our history, North Carolina has been a state that's had core industries in furniture, in textiles, in agriculture, in banking that 10 or 15 years ago were the primary core businesses of our state and provided a huge revenue stream to our state government. And those industries have either changed drastically or have somewhat evaporated and moved outside the state or even outside the U.S. So the revenue element of those industries and the contribution to our state is not as significant as it was. So
wow.
The state has got to look at how to smooth our revenue stream, prevent the volatility in our revenue streams, and as part of the discussions that are going on, how can we address raising taxes and smoothing taxes while also remaining competitive for businesses and individuals and having a tax structure that's not the highest in the the five or six states surrounding us, and that businesses can look at and say, I want to locate to North Carolina. Presently, we have the highest income tax rate of our surrounding states. We have high employment taxes and unemployment taxes. So a business looking to locate in the Southeast or Mid-Atlantic area looks at North Carolina, and we really have not been competitive. So I applaud the legislature in looking at how North Carolina can be competitive, how we have to lower tax rates, income tax rates at the corporate and individual level, but also look at other tax sources of revenues.
Those are fascinating facts, Neely. Thank you, especially about our tax rate. Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up with the contact information and then get some questions about the challenges that Black Men in Salute faces. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 with my guest today, Mr. Neely McLaughlin, who is the principal with Blackman & Sloop, and Mr. Ryan Mayer, who is the director of marketing with Blackman & Sloop. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Neely McLaughlin, who is a principal with Blackman & Sloop, and Ryan Mayer, who is director of marketing with Blackman & Sloop. When we left off, I said when we come back, let's get some contact information. Ryan, why don't you help us out with the contact information, please?
The best way to get information on our firm and sign up for our events would be our website, which is www.blackmansloop.com. And our phone number is 919-942-8700.
Could you give the phone number one more time?
919-942-8700.
Thank you, Ryan. Neely, what struggles or challenges has Blackman & Sloop had or currently has, and how have you overcome them?
Well, first of all, I think we've been in an environment over the last 5 years with the economic depression or recession where there's been constant change for our businesses and our clients and also regulatory issues. So that's made it difficult for us to accomplish accurate planning that doesn't have to be readdressed frequently. We also have had workload compression, and we're a very seasonal business, but with legislative delays, creating the IRS form, North Carolina form, drafting and approval. We get forms later. And then third-party information from financial institutions has also been allowed to be provided later. So we are really working with very compressed workload periods that are significant work demands on our staff. And that's hard to balance work life for our staff and all of us there. And then lastly, CPAs are in high demand with the financial aspects and importance of what they can bring to the table. So there's actually a shortage of CPAs, and the CPA institution, educational institutions are really trying to elevate their incoming classes and provide more accounting graduates to help service those needs.
A shortage of CPAs. That's amazing. Thank you. Well, you know, we're very fascinated always to hear what you're doing in the community. And I often hear the Blackman & Sloop's name when it comes to community involvement. Can you tell us how Blackman & Sloop stays involved in the community, Neely?
Well, first and foremost, we give a lot of financial support through sponsorships and contributions to organizations here, primarily in the Chapel Hill area. Mm-hmm. We also serve on many area boards. Mm-hmm. We encourage our staff to serve on many area boards. We're involved with the Launch Program, which is an incubator startup business program through the university and the town, which we feel is a program aimed at keeping businesses here as they become successful and flourish instead of relocating outside the Chapel Hill area.
Beautiful.
And then we have direct involvement through our CPA days with area nonprofits such as the Ronald McDonald House, the Family House, just to name a few. So it's a tremendous effort on our part, I think, to support our community broadly across many sectors.
Neely, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in to tell us today all about Blackman and Sloop. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Neely McLaughlin, who is a principal with Blackman and Sloop, and Ryan Mayer, who is director of marketing with Blackman and Sloop. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's our show for today.